This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, Realtor Amy Kite, JC Restoration, and Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, everybody. David Hochberg here, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We are looking forward to having you part of our unbelievably entertaining and informative show until 1 o'clock. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We love pictures. We have Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity, great realtor. We've got a great, what's the best, when you're not expecting and you have mold and you have fire, that type of individual, Pete Marrero is in here. We're going to talk more about with Pete, Sarah Andreas, Robert Andreas and son, David Haas from Miracle Method, MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. But first we start every show with Elwood Buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That is the website for all of our contact information. You could send emails. You could send pictures. You could also text pictures. You could do whatever you want. It's a great website loaded with information, podcasts, or previous shows. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Amy Kite, Keller Williams Infinity, how are you?
Awesome, thank you.
What are we talking about, young lady? What are we going to be talking about, Amy?
We're going to talk about numerous things, including what's going on with Zillow.
Yeah.
And market, whether now's the time or whether you should wait until spring.
I saw something on one of the mortgage newsletters I get, one of the many real estate mortgage alerts I get, said that inventory is back down. And is that true or false?
It is. Yep. We are down to 1.8 months. The lowest level we've had was 1.7 months back in March, April, and May. And we are now down to, well, up to, I guess. But we were, in September, we were at 2.1 months worth of inventory.
I was going to say, last time you were here, we were over two.
Yep.
And when it hit 1.7, we saw the 30 to 40% meteoric rises in home values because it was the, oh my God, I better buy it or I'm going to lose it mentality. And you're pretty much right, even though the market's calmed down a little bit, we're about 10% off the highs, right? 10, something like that?
10, yeah, we're 10% off the highest average sales price in Chicagoland right now. So we were at $400,000 when the properties closed in June, which was our peak.
Which is great.
Awesome, right? And then, well, awesome for the sellers.
Awesome for the sellers.
Right? Right, exactly. There's two sides to every story.
Absolutely.
And we're now down to just over $358,000 for average sales price.
Okay. Still, you're still in a good spot.
We're still above where we were a year ago.
Right. And and we'll talk about this more going into the break, you know, in the show, what we have coming up with the Zillow and why Zillow got out of the business that they were in, and we'll dive deeper later, is because they see a pending a slowdown in the spring, and they don't want to be held hostage with all of this self-imposed move of with all this inventory going into next year.
And they overpaid. And
yeah.
So now they are actually losing money to sell these properties.
Right. Couldn't happen to a better company. I feel horrible for the 2,000 employees that lost their jobs. But we'll dive deeper. I was on with, I believe, Anna earlier this week, and we talked about it. So thank you to Anna DeVolantis for having me on. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
They can find us at 847-877-9881, or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Pete Marrero, you've been busy the past 90 days, a lot of our listeners,
both
professionally and personally.
Well, it's, you know, we're busy. We're going to talk about all the recent rains and all the subsequent damage. You know, thank you for having us on, JCR. We consider ourselves Chicago's premier
disaster
restoration company.
I had the D word stuck in my head and I could not get it out.
First days, tough days.
You got to think property damage, water damage, rain damage, mold, fire. A lot of this stuff can be covered by your insurance. We love to help, and you can check us out, jcr24.com. That 24 is for 24 hours, David,
okay.
Because it's call us on a Sunday night. call us today. We have a gentleman out in the field right now, William Titus. He would love to go to your property and give you an estimate or an assessment. Give us a call, 800-956-8844.
Like Sarah Andreas, you've also been busy in other areas. You are expecting, your wife's expecting number five?
That's right. Yeah, our fifth baby. We've got two boys, two girls at home. They're listening right now. Love you. And we're going for number five.
Might be twins if you're lucky enough to have twins. Wouldn't that be great?
Has anyone ever fainted on your show?
You just changed
colors. Has anyone ever passed out? I need a bucket. No, we're good. We're good. One's good. Yeah, we good.
All right, good. If it's a boy, David, strong name. Just thought I'd recommend David Haas.
I like it. It's in the Bible, right? Yeah, we're good.
Okay. It's all over the Bible.
I love it.
All right. And you're outnumbered here. There's two Davids in the studio right
Very
now.
Very popular.
So mazel tov to you and your wife.
Thank you.
So congratulations. Next to you is Sarah Andreas, Robert Andreas, and son, who came down with her boyfriend today, Michael, who's sitting in the other room. And we told everybody in the control room that Michael has to talk, because typically her father comes down with her father. And her father, nice guy, mm-hmm. but he doesn't stop talking for literally 3.5 hours. Right, Joe? Is that a good estimation?
You have that in common, though. You're not going to stop talking for the next 3.5 hours.
Well, true, but I take breaths.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
That's true.
Her father just goes, and I think he's got an oxygen tube in.
He does.
He keeps going. Byron's unbelievable. He could go deep sea diving without an oxygen tank. That's how long he could hold his breath. Sarah Andreas, how are you?
I am good, yeah. So I date men that are the opposite of my father, so I don't think there'll be a lot of chatter in the... In the control room.
Oh, Michael's
room
real quiet?
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
very reserved. Yeah.
And you're due when?
I'm due February 10th.
Well, congratulations again. Mazel tov to you.
Thank you. So the next time I'll be on the show, I will have a baby.
Good for you.
Crazy.
In studio, or you leave your child at home?
It depends. If you want a viewing, I can.
Joe's great at childcare.
There you go.
Joe?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Joe's great at bottles, burping, and changing diapers.
Absolutely. I'm looking for a nanny.
I'll let the baby drive my bobcat. That's the best way.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number for them to reach you?
You can reach Robert R. Andreas and Sons at 708-863-5735.
And what are you going to be covering today?
Today we will be talking about how we could save our listeners some money by booking your concrete estimates before the end of the year and avoiding the 10% cost increase.
Materials are going up.
Yes, materials, labor, all that.
Okay. And next to you is our good friend David Haas from Miracle Method. How are you, David Haas?
I'm well. Good morning.
Fellow Northern Illinois Husky alumni.
Yes. And I'm back from a long hiatus of coaching U10 Park District soccer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's fantastic.
No, it's not. It's absolutely miserable.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, you are sick.
But it's
on
Saturday, so I'm happy to be here.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you're here. You're going to be talking about...
Yeah, what else do you do besides that, David?
Well, we have this refinishing business, and we spend a lot of time working on kitchens and bathrooms and bringing things back to life, making them beautiful again. That is the best way to put it. And then I wanted to talk today about bathroom safety.
All right.
And some mobility things, so we'll get into that.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
MegaPros.com.
Welcome back.
Nice to see you.
You look
David,
fantastic.
Welcome back for you.
Thank you.
We're still doing a lot of business together.
Yeah.
We love referring Dave's company. He really takes care of the problems for our customers.
All right.
And you
Welcome
got a lot
back.
Of trucks
Were you
out there.
Say something? I look good.
No, about your teeth.
All right. So you're going to screw my teeth. My teeth are fine. So you get Invisaligners. Is that correct?
Right. Got Invisalign.
So now you're making fun of my teeth.
No, my teeth. I'm just trying to encourage you to do what I did and follow in my footsteps. I'm breaking the ice for you to get to an orthodontist to fix that crop.
Oh, are you going
to
sponsor Invisalign or no?
No. Right. Unless they want a great spokesperson.
Right. So after you lose more weight...
Another 35 pounds to go.
So then you're going to tell me I have to lose weight.
No. That's just a standard fact that everybody knows. It's like doing a geometry calculation. There's givens, and then you have to figure out the equation. I didn't want to say anything, but maybe you should give them a call.
So we want to talk about bathrooms, kitchens, any kind of questions you have. You could send us pictures. You can ask us questions.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Amy Kite talking about the market and other real estate topics, including Zillow. Again, it couldn't have happened to a nicer company, what they did to themselves, because they built their business on the backs of realtors and mortgage professionals and decided to go compete with us. So, no crocodile, no tears shed from our collective industries.
Correct.
For that great company. But we do feel horrible for the individuals, the 2,000 individuals that are losing their job because they're shutting down their real estate business. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720, WGN, the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. are open for business. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jim in Orland Park, how are you?
I'm a long-time listener.
How old are you, Jim?
I'm 68.
Have you applied for your senior tax exemption and freeze and all that stuff? I'm glad I was able to make him happy, right?
I think you need to stick to giving financial advice. Not this family planning stuff, probably not your forte. 67. Have more kids, yeah.
Have more kids.
Have those exemptions.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer gets a little nervous when he's in studio because he's in that demographic, mid to upper 60s. So when I thought he was, you know, he turned literally a shade of white I never saw before. I wish J.C. Licht was in here so we could have matched it up, you know.
Roy Spencer does fine.
I know he does fine. But when I mentioned have more kids when you're in your 60s, I thought he was going to get really, thought he was going to pass out on us. We'd have to get the, you know, the paddles. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. This Zillow Michigas, for lack of a better term, Amy, you want to break it down for our listeners as best as you want to and can, and then I'll fill in the blanks?
Sure.
Go ahead. What happened?
Zillow, they weren't in this market doing it. They were in a ton of other markets.
25.
Definitely fast-moving markets, Texas, Denver.
Arizona.
So some great markets they were in, and they were literally buying houses. They were buying houses above what they would have sold to the public in order to buy up a bunch of inventory. And so there are other people in other markets that do this, other large companies. And so they put a halt to it about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And then this last week, they said, we're getting out totally.
They wrote down over $300 million worth of inventory second quarter. This is all public information. They wrote down over $500 million third quarter. And they were losing, on average, you know, a business model, Joe, is every transaction you close, you're trying to make a little money, right? You know, that's business 101, economics 101.
You could lose money on every transaction and just do more of them.
Right, and go out of business quicker. Exactly. Right, well, they were, instead of making a profit, they were losing about $80,000 a transaction. And they looked at it, and they decided, based upon what they see coming into the market, right, a slowdown in the spring and the summer that we've been talking about due to all the foreclosures that'll be coming on, to get out of the industry, you know, to get out of that let's buy home industry. And Zillow built their business on the backs of mortgage professionals and realtors. As I explained in Anna's show earlier this week, they would sell zip codes. And you were one of the realtors, and we were one of the mortgage professionals that helped co-sponsor realtors in certain zip codes. How did that work on that side for our listeners that have no idea what we're talking about?
Well, we would buy advertising on Zillow, and all you needed to do was have money. You didn't have to be good.
Right.
And then through Zillow, as a consumer, you would connect with one of these agents, and we would have paid a fee to have connected with you. So, yeah, you know, we paid. I mean, I can tell you, I have friends in the business that would pay them over $100,000 a month.
I was going to say that $100,000 a month, just one. So, we are talking a cash infusion of hundreds of millions of dollars into their business model. Why? Because they had the data. Zillow had the data. If I wanted to see what 123 Hummingbird Lane in Timbuktu, Illinois was, right? Some made-up town, made-up, you know, made-up street. I could go there, and I would have a picture of what that property was worth and their Zestimate as to what the value is.
Okay? And they would give you a pretty definitive number there. That's what they were doing. And then we had the lawsuit from the woman in Glenview.
Oh, really?
Yes. So a woman in Glenview sued Zillow. Gosh, that's been a couple of years
ago.
Now,
yeah.
Right? Because the Zestimate was inaccurate.
Right.
And she said, hey, but you told me this is what it was. So
right.
What also just happened this week is they have now gone to giving you a range.
Right.
So they are no longer saying your home is worth $357,000. They're now saying, oh, it's somewhere between, and there's literally a $50,000 spread.
Sure. Well, they're giving themselves a wiggle room out.
Huge.
Right. So they built their business on realtors' backs and on mortgage professionals' backs by bringing in all of this revenue. Then they decided to open up their own mortgage company. Then they decided to open up their own real estate company. So the mortgage guys in our industry and gals and the realtors are like, go fly a kite. You know, we're not going to support you if you're competing with us. And now they decide to corner the market. They started in Vegas and Phoenix, two of the hottest markets over the past 5 years. Any knucklehead could buy a piece of property in Phoenix and Vegas, put a little perfume on the pig, and flip it and make money over the past 36 months because it's been record blazing hot. Okay. Now what happens when you go out there and blow your brains out cash-wise and they see they're up against some pretty deep pockets in that industry. There was a there's another company out there, a multi-bazillion dollar company that was also doing the same thing that wasn't loading up on inventory. So the point I'm trying to make here is we've been talking about this, a correction coming in the spring when all the foreclosures come in. Why do we have a run-up in the market? Number one, lack of inventory, super low interest rates, okay? What has happened since then? Interest rates have ticked up. They're still at relatively great rates, right? You're not in the twos anymore. You're in the low threes, still great. But as it starts going up, the Fed's already announced they're going to taper back buying bonds, buying mortgage-backed securities, $60 billion a year. So guess what? That's going to put a little pressure on rates. Rates are probably going to go up by this time next year. That's going to restrict the amount of buyers that are going to come into the market and what they can afford because it's at a higher interest rate. And you've got this inventory, all the foreclosures, all the forbearances that are coming, all the forbearances that are coming off of forbearance that'll be in foreclosure, and all of the rental properties that are going to be able to evict their non-paying tenants. All that property that should have been on the market a year and a half ago is going to be flooding the market because all of those owners that have wanted to get out and couldn't get out are now going to get out. So you're going to have higher interest rates, more inventory. It's going to put a pressure on the downward side of value, right? We're not going to have, you know, I don't think you're going to see, I'll bet you whatever you want to bet that we're not going to have 1.8, you know, months of inventory at this time next year going into next Thanksgiving. Would you agree with that?
Correct. I can't imagine with the inventory that's going to come to the market that that's what we're going to see.
And with the pressure that they're going to see, unless something happens and there's an economic anomaly and we dip down and the Fed got to come back in to buy bonds again. So if you're looking to sell a home, what would be your recommendation? Would you wait till the spring, Amy Kite, or would you sell it today?
No, I would definitely have us out to look at whether it isn't wise to sell it right now. And you know, some people think, oh, it's the holidays. I'm going to tell you, we sell a lot of inventory during these months because buyers are out here. They want to take advantage of the market and the interest rates. And so we're going to sell homes.
We got to throw it to Don Klepp, and he's frothing in the mouth over there in his perfectly pressed flannel shirt. So this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. You got something to say, Don? You want to chime in there? 312?
Just that I do love flannel. It's my uniform for the show.
It seems to be your year-round uniform. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Pete Marrero, our disaster specialist, after the news.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
95-year-old man with circulation challenges. That's Don Klepp.
I'm just getting ready for later in life.
I thought it was like a shirt that looked like a flannel shirt because I'm like, what complete knucklehead is going to be wearing a flannel shirt when it's 95 degrees out and the heat index is like 370?
I would just like to point out that in this newsroom, it is not the 95 degrees that it is outside.
I support Don because I'd rather be comfortable for 5 or 6 hours.
Well, nobody asked you, Joe. Stay out of this, okay?
Oh, God forbid common sense prevail on this show.
We have no room for common sense.
We have no common sense.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We love our Don flannel shirt Kleppen.
You do.
I do. Joe, it's still under debate.
Yeah, that's why he skipped. He's done.
Hey, did I tell anybody that I'm hosting for Bob Surratt on Black Friday?
You told so many people and so many listeners.
Bob Surratt, 5 tonight. Don, are you doing news that day?
Wow, sounds like I might have to now.
Okay, there you go. Just brace
up. You got to provide him some material.
Hey, for all those people that can't stand hearing me on the radio, probably might want to turn to the light that day. 93.9, listen to some Christmas music and holiday music. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We are here to help you. We had rain about a week ago, last week. It didn't stop raining. And when it was raining, it was sideways rain. And it was cold, miserable, like October rain that you didn't want to be out. You didn't want to take the garbage cans out because, you know, yeah, it's raining. Let's go drop. You didn't want to do anything. You didn't want to go outside. It didn't stop raining. And on those days, the two people I think of, well, three, Corey, you from JC Restoration, our two disaster specialists, and Roy Spencer, because I know you're getting bombed with phone calls. What happened? Walk us through the last 2 weeks.
So we call that vertical rain, wind-driven rain. It rained for about 48 hours. It was a Sunday into Monday. We had overcast all week, so we're expecting it. We're getting calls. And what's happening is, David, in these communities, think about this. No one really thinks about this. You've got a community suburb, wherever. You've got these homes on a block, and all these properties are competing the sump pumps. They're blasting water out of a basement, keeping up. But when we have 24 hours of rain, sometimes they back up. Sometimes the drain tile overflows. Sometimes the sump pumps fail, or if we have a power outage, there's going to be flooding. And so that's what we want to talk about is an immediate response, calling JC Restoration kind of on the onset of these damages, get scheduled for an assessment. There's normal business hours. There's never a charge for us to come out. And, you know, you have to mitigate to prevent secondary damages.
How about this? And Joe, chime in here. If you have, and Roy talks about this all the time, right? There's no such thing as a good wet basement, right? And if you've had challenges in your basement with water, it's not going to like mysteriously, miraculously disappear overnight. You've been in thousands of basements.
So you know what you guys did for me at Mega? We had a condensation line from our air conditioner leak, and it was above the ceiling. That moisture stayed in that ceiling cavity to the point that everybody in the office is saying how terrible it stinks.
Correct.
You guys came in and you sealed the area off. You dried it out. You do your ionizer thing. I think it was like a 4-day process.
Yep. That's called mitigation. And what happens? It starts with the phone call.
Well, hang on one second. Hold that thought. Yep. What would have happened? You know, gotcha. Before you explain the mitigation, what would have happened up there biologically? If Joe didn't make the call, if his workers weren't complaining, walk us through the biological mold issue.
Hold on, though. We don't like complaining workers either.
No. I understand. Okay. No. But here.
But what I'm saying is nobody else smelled it except the people that worked in the office.
Well, it turns into, let's get right to it. Yeah. It turns into mold. You're going to have discoloration. The indoor air quality, it's going to smell musty.
How quick would that turn to mold?
24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
Depending, 72 hours. It just depends on the environment. You know, are you maintaining heat? What's the season? Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't detected, that's what's going to happen.
That was a ceiling cavity. It's about a foot and a half. There's a lot of air in there, and it still was going somewhere.
Well, here, and the reason I ask is, you take a half a day Friday. Okay, listen, Black Friday. I don't know if you heard, I'm hosting for Bob that day. People leave early on Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they're off Thursday for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
You're going to take a half a day Wednesday, right? I mean, we're in the holiday work zone here, so we're down to, you know, 4-day weeks, basically, until the end of the year. But so they leave early on Wednesday. There's nobody in the office Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They come back Monday. You could, if the same thing happened and nobody recognized it, over that 5-day period of time, you could have a very, very bad mold challenge up there that's not only going to impact your workers, but it's going to impact, it's going to spread like crazy throughout the entire ceiling cavity.
It expands scope. We don't want that. You know, now instead of doing a quick mitigation, we're opening up walls, we're setting up containments, and sometimes that will freak out some folks at your office, and so we want to avoid all that.
Walk us through the mitigation process. I'll give you one better.
Yeah. Vacation. You leave for a vacation. You come back home. Pipes break. Yep. I was just in Park Ridge. Beautiful house. Big home. Pipes broke because of an HVAC failure. Because they're turning on the heat now. And sprinklers in the house popped off.
Nightmare.
Hardwood flooring. Now we have to assume it happened the minute you left for a vacation. We can't assume it was the minute you got back. Right? So we're treating it. Here's mitigation. We go in. We do a proper assessment with moisture meters, infrared cameras. We want to understand how far did it go, and then we write up a scope of work. Removing some drywall, removing some flooring, detail cleaning, sanitizing, setting drying equipment. We're talking about dehumidifiers, air movers. When we do demo, it's in a controlled fashion. Why? Because we don't know what's going on, so we're setting up. We spend about 30 to 40 minutes, our technicians, just prepping.
I can tell you, they did that prepping, in my basement too,
but,
Joe.
But huge. Also, what you said is true, is that none of the employees were uncomfortable. Do you know what I'm saying? So in other words, because it is so well contained, they're like, oh, I'm fine.
We set up elaborate containments.
Yeah.
We're hired just to do that. Some of these bigger construction companies, they say, you know what, we know JC does a bunch of stuff. We want their boys in here to set up these nice containments.
Well, here, I'll give you a personal experience, right? I talk about it all the time. We had a pinhole leak in our sump pump. We didn't notice about it. the battery went off, right? We had to put some iodine, whatever the hell that is.
Sure.
You know, the water in. My wife opens it up. I'm like, just hit the reset. I'll take care of it when I get home from the Hawks game, right? Boom, you got a mold farm growing in there. Mm-hmm. You guys, I sent the picture. I didn't know you at the time.
Sure.
I sent it to JC. I sent it to Jimmy Towns at Allstate. I sent it to Roy. I'm like, hey, I'm downtown at a Hawks game. What do I do? No problem. You sent the crew over within 45 minutes. They put up a tent, right? You taped off an area and put plastic up. And then, Joe, exactly what you were saying. They brought everything out in hermetically sealed bags and in plastic bags. They got rid of the door. They got rid of the drywall. They got rid of all of that. All the carpet. You tore up my carpet. You tore up the baseboards. And then you brought in the scrubbers. And then it was like it was a weak process for me because it was a bigger area. But that's what it is. I mean, it was unbelievable what you guys did.
So there's a bunch of restoration contractors, but JC Restoration, we are all about that rapid response, getting the calls. Amy Kite saved me from pounding the table because I'm passionate. Thank you. But we want to help. We love these phone calls. Call us. We will show up. We're not going to put you on the back burner and say we'll call you in a week because we know that's too late. You have to get to it.
Phone number.
847, excuse me, I'm giving you my number, 800-956-8844. Call the office. You can get some. You can ask for me. I'm not going to give you my personal salary. Call the office, 800-956-8844, 24 hours a day.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We have a concrete question that just came in for you, Sarah Andrea, so we're going to get to that after the break from 720. I have no idea where 720 is, but we have a texter from 720. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We also have Francine in Park Ridge. Wants to talk about a low pitch roof for you, Joe. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landecker.
I got so many more views.
Did you know I was on John Records Landecker? I don't know if I told you.
You know how many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John
Records
Landecker.
Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're right about that.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
No,
now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, God, this show is funny, isn't it?
Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solution.
This show is funny.
Thank you. We appreciate that comment, and we hopefully our listeners are enjoying it as much as you are.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. That's all I really care about right now.
Francine from Park Ridge called in, has been waiting online on hold for a long time. You have a question for Joe, Francine, then we're going to get right over to Sarah Andreas. How can we help you, Francine?
I do. I'm calling on behalf of my husband because I told him to call in and he wouldn't do it.
He doesn't have the guts. What's your husband's name?
Steve.
Steve, you chicken.
Steve is
Come
a
on,
chicken.
Steve. Stop cowering in the garage. Where is he right now? Is he in the basement?
No, he's at the gym with my son.
Yeah, they're at the bar. They're not at the gym. That's what they tell you. That's what they tell you. What?
He's 13.
Yeah, they're at the bar. Exactly what I told you. Don't worry about it.
They're not at the bar, Francine.
Go ahead.
All right. So I'll do my best to try to explain this because I haven't been up on the roof. But we bought our home in 2018. Shout out to Donna. Thank you. She was our realtor.
Okay.
And over the couple of years, we've been experiencing sort of like, you know, temperature differences, major temperature differences. And so this year we had, what do you call it, the vent, roof vent? But they didn't install it properly, so we fixed that. But then he realized that there's just not enough insulation in the roof. So what he wanted to do was install, put in more insulation, but before that he wanted to put in baffles. And because we have, this is the problem, he thought he could do it himself. But the issue is because we have such a low pitch roof, he can't get to the areas he needs to in order to install the baffles. And so, I'm not sure if this is something that you can do, but that's kind of where the project is at right now. And I will say, I got about $2,000 worth of insulation sitting in my garage.
Ooh.
So, Francine, why are you thinking that you need more ventilation?
Not ventilation, insulation.
Insulation.
Oh, no, I sounded understand like that, but the problem is that you're saying I can't get the baffles to the end. Can you get the insulation to the end?
He was thinking of just blowing it in.
Oh, I got you. All right. So your problem is still getting those baffles in there.
Correct.
What's a baffle?
It's a trough that air can flow through between the sheathing and the insulation.
How big is your husband? Is he a big guy?
You know, he's not tall. He's probably about like 5'8", 5'9", but
pushing 320?
No, good. But he's good looking, though, right? Francine, is he good looking?
Handsome?
Handsome
devil.
Handsome devil.
No, I'm just saying, is it a size thing that he can't get in?
I suggest, I'm like, I'm 5'1". I could squeeze into small spaces. And he's like, no, you can't.
Oh, no, you go get it, Francine.
Yeah, well, he might forget you in there. I don't want to do that. You know.
Go put those baffles in.
Yeah.
So we do have an insulator that we work very closely with. To just install the baffles, you might want to have them taken care of blowing in as well.
At the whole bit. At this point, he's cutting at loose, and he just like, please come and finish this for me.
Right. What kind of house? A single story, two story?
Two story. Yeah. I mean, it's a walk up. I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, but I'm guessing to insulate that attic, $3,000.
Is it a circa 1950 house in Park Ridge that
70.
That 19? Okay. 70. So
72. I would guess $3,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
That's kind of about what he was thinking. So at this point, I just want somebody that we can trust that's not going to screw this up.
Can you handle that?
It could be us. That could be us.
And there's a chance that you will screw it up, but smaller, less chance.
No, we could screw up stuff, but then we can also fix it really quickly.
Well, so there you go. You screwed up, that's fine. Everybody screws up, but just fix it. That's all.
Right.
All right. So should I have him give you a call?
Yeah, we'll get your name and number, and Joel will follow up. Or you could call 1-800 got Mega or what? What Mega? What is it? Go to Mega.
What? 1-800 got Mega.
I completely.
You're making up stuff all day long. Don't.
Megapros.com.
You could go there.
1-800 got Mega. I wouldn't even want that.
That's stop URL. Saying it, Joe. Stop saying it. Reinforcing this.
Yes, you're right.
847-658-8989. There you go.
See, Francine, that jingle's been around a while.
Yeah.
So has Mega.
I love it.
So do me a favor. Hang on. Jose chimed in, said that he helped you secure the mortgage and just refinanced you. So thank you.
Yes, he did. So, hey, Jose.
Hi, Jose. So thank you.
What a great team we have.
Yeah, we know what we're doing. And Joe's going to get up there because I got a bad feeling if you crawl up there, your husband might seal you in and forget about it, right? You know, so
I'll bring my phone. I'll call you guys.
Yeah, all right. Hang on, Francine.
Well, that 13-year-old kid can go in there too.
Yeah.
He's a house.
He's a house.
He's a house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nine-year-old. I might send her up.
You know what? You should have another kid. Train your other kid to get in there.
And then, like, the kid could work for Mega, putting in baffles.
Well, there you go. Okay, hang on, Francine.
Hey.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200. I'm just trying to make everybody happy.
We solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, we solve all the problems. Right. You know, Lutheran General just texted in, thank you. Right, because their birthing department there is going to get another opportunity within 9 months. You got Pete here and Sarah going crazy. You know, Francine knocks out another one. Just roll her right over to Lutheran General. You'll be fine.
Okay.
So we completely ate up your segment. So thanks for coming. Your boyfriend could take you home. No, we're going to push you.
fine. Okay.
Back until
don't say push to it.
Yeah. Don't say push yet. Not yet.
No pushing.
No pushing until February. Then 3, 2, 1, go. So hang on. We're gonna bring you back after the break, and then we're going to talk with David Haas about mobility challenges. We also have liftingahero.com that I want to talk about. Liftingahero.com, if you're a mobility challenge veteran, we're having a sweepstake. Ends tonight at 11:59. We're going to be talking about more about that opportunity later in the show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If you have any questions like Francine about buying and selling a home, any type of disaster you've had with mold remediation, fire, any type of concrete questions, mobility challenges, getting in and out of bathtubs, fixing your kitchens, bathrooms.
Dave, I hate when you ignore me. So I was talking to you and you just put your headphones on and then I didn't finish. I want my WGN jacket.
Okay.
With the Home Sweet Home Show logo on it.
Right. We're on the radio right now.
I know, but
we're live.
But you just thought you could put your headphones
on. Right, because we started the radio show back up.
I know, but it was.
You just want to express that feeling? You want to get it out?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So your therapist, you could check that box off for expressing your feelings. Are you good? Okay.
Yes.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I figured when the music starts up, we got to start the show. I didn't mean to cut you off.
You did.
Okay, I just want to validate your feelings.
All right, thanks.
All right, now shut up. 312-981-7200. Please, respectfully. 312-981-7200. Sarah Andreas, we had a texter from Colorado 720. Would like to know your feelings about this new infrastructure bill that passed.
Come on, and, David.
No. Is that going to help your business?
No, probably okay. not.
Because you're more residential and commercial.
Yeah, who's going to feel the side effects of that will be my concrete supplier. And then, I'm like everything else, they will pass down the cost increase to me.
Of whatever environmental challenges
yes.
that they've, the safeguards that is in the new bill, they will pass on whatever it costs them to the product that you're buying from them.
Absolutely. And to avoid any cost increases that might be pending in 2022, today is November 6th. So you have all the way till December, the end of December, to call us, and I will come out the next day or the day after that for an estimate. And I can give you a price that is going to be from 2021 prices, because every year we experience a 10% increase of materials and mm-hmm. labor. So I will give you a 2021 price to book you for 2022.
How late can you pour concrete? We're starting to turn. We've been talking about mm-hmm. it, right? Over and over and over again.
How late in her pregnancy?
No, not how late in her pregnancy. How late?
Winter is coming.
Because winter is coming.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Okay, because
yes.
winter is coming.
That's from the Game of Thrones. We've been talking about it. It's 40 degrees this morning. How low
winter is coming
because of that can you pour concrete and get away with it without worrying about it being too cold? What's the temperature?
Sure. So we are looking for a couple weeks, like 10 days to 14 days of temperatures below 32 degrees. Right now the ground is warmer than the air some mornings.
Sure.
So when we're pouring concrete, there's like you could see steam almost rising up from the concrete. It's very different and interesting, but we use additives that help us pour probably till December. Last year we closed up December 16th.
But inside work, there's no challenge.
365.
As long as it's a heated, somewhat it's got it has heat mm-hmm. going into it.
Right. So if we're going to pour outside and we know that it's going to dip below 32 degrees in the evening, we can cover it with blankets, just like the additives that we put in the concrete mix to help it cure.
Put heaters over it.
Not heaters, but blankets, yeah.
Okay, that's
the bottom line is frozen earth.
Frozen earth,
right.
Yes. Right now the ground is still nice and warm, very soft. For instance, on Friday, a couple of our crews were digging out with shovels by hand. They were having no problem okay. going into the earth. So far, so good. I would like to avoid any snowfall.
Right.
For as long as possible. I'm not a white Christmas fan. I would like to have the snow start in January and then end March 15th so I could begin our concrete season for next year.
Not because you are anti-Christmas,
no.
but just because it extends your business cycle.
Absolutely. We want to service as many customers as we can each concrete season. And a lot of people do come to us. They don't really realize that you need to start booking estimates and things in the spring if you want something done in the summer. There is a little bit of lead time on between getting an estimate. We need to apply for permits.
Sure.
All that good stuff.
We talk about tangible products and tangible gifts going into this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Hanukkah, as you know, Amy, a fellow Jew, is early this year.
Yes.
And we all know, have heard about the 70 ships with the thousands of containers off the port of L.A. that are just sitting there and trying to get stuff off of those ships and into the market and into the stores and into your hands. Probably not going to happen in the next 30 days
mm-hmm.
if they haven't docked yet. And even if they have docked yet, we have trouble getting it from the port to a mode of transportation to get it to the Midwest.
Do you have something coming?
I'm
that
coming.
You're worried
about? This was a buildup here.
No, is there something on
yes,
the container?
Yes, this is really big. No,
it's bothering
yeah.
you.
Yes, my end tables for my bed, which I'm fine using the cardboard that we're using. But this is something tangible. We talk about a tangible gift,
mm-hmm.
right? If you know that your driveway is screwed up, just like the liftingahero.com, you could give the gift of a new stoop. It sounds ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
okay? It sounds like you want that. But if you can't get what you want because it's stuck in a container ship in the Pacific, doing something for your home that you could still get, and maybe not now because you can't squeeze it in because you're all booked, but come March when the seasons start turning,
mm-hmm.
they could be out there. That's a great gift, I would think, to give to someone, especially if they can't afford that gift. Because a stoop, it's not inexpensive to do it. You got a crew to come out there. You got the cost of materials. So the stoop, sidewalks, curbs, driveways, all of that stuff, that's what you do.
Absolutely. And there's nothing more valuable than potentially gifting a family member an outdoor space that is livable and usable for a family, or a new sidewalk for an elderly person who might have some tripping hazards that are existing.
That's a great segue into Dave, because he does safety tips as well. That's what I was trying to get to. Yeah. You have a lot of our listeners right now who are immobilized or need help. And right now, if your sidewalk is screwed up, Joe, that goes through another freeze-thaw cycle, it's not going to get any better. It's not going to heal itself, right? I know you're giving me that look like stay in your lane, David. You don't know what you're talking about.
You're kind of a marketing genius. Who would have thought to turn
give
the
a stoop?
Do you like Christmas?
Me, personally, I'm impartial.
Yeah,
I mean,
tradespeople do not really care for Christmas.
I love Christmas. It's my birthday.
Well, you're not really a tradesperson either.
Right, true. Did you know I'm hosting for Bob? Did I mention that on Black Friday?
Quite a few times.
Okay, 312. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Sarah, how do they reach out to you?
You can find us online at andreasconstruction.com or give us a call at 708-863-5735.
312-981-7200 is AmericaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
This food is amazing. I'm telling you, I know good food. Well, Joe, this is delicious food.
Okay? Thank you.
And this is 277 pounds of love coming at you.
I never even heard of them.
Well, that's why we have them on the radio show.
Oh,
hello. Got to hit a break. Ben's like, we got to go to our break. I'm like, Ben, eat your taco here, okay?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Previously 277 pounds, down to 240s.
Mm-hmm. Nice job. Ooh. Nice job.
State-of-the-art soda, weight loss program.
That's all I hear on the radio now.
I tell you what, I'm in it to win it, baby.
And soda that.
I got 30 pounds within my goal, Joel. Christmas, that's my goal, my birthday. I want to be down to 215 by my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 312.
You'll do it. I know you'll do it.
I'm going to do it. 312.
Anything you put your mind to, you do.
I do.
Remember when you said you wanted to be on WGN radio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boom, here we are.
17 years later, but I made it.
Boom.
And I also said I wanted to host the morning show. I don't know if I mentioned that, Black Friday.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Yeah, good segue.
Which one? What time?
5 to 9.
5 a.m.?
No. Yeah, I know. Yep. Thinking about getting a room at the Swiss Hotel next door. 5 a.m. Yeah, I'll be on the road at 4. It'll be a good show. I've already got planned out.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's already done. 312-981. We're going to pre-record everything so I can sleep in that day. 312-981-7200.
A lot of people will be listening on Black Friday, I would imagine.
Right.
I hope so. Standing lines and all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, that's part of the show.
Yeah. Right.
Don't blow the show. I got it all planned out. I got segments lined up. Everything ready, laid out.
I didn't even get an invite.
I know. There's a reason for that. D and Carol Stream, how are
you? Early.
I'm good. Thank you. Dave, I sat next to you in a pub in Prague, and you passed me the pepper when we ordered pizza.
There you go.
MG right there.
I don't know this lady, but that's code for something. So I was never in Prague in a pub with this lady.
We were on the Blackhawk trip to Prague, and we were in a basement of a pub.
I remember.
And how
did I pass that pepper? Was that
because there wasn't any red pepper, so I had to have black pepper on my pizza. It wasn't as good.
Were you
on bus? Wait a second. What? Couldn't you talk to him? Was he like?
No, I was.
Yeah, I talked to him.
What do you think? I'm like.
No, what was?
Are you kidding? Like, that he was one of those people that you couldn't avoid.
Exactly. No, I know that feeling.
I specifically went on the trip to pass D the pepper. Okay,
that's right.
He was one of those people.
D needed a pepper passer, and I'm the pepper passer.
You should wear that on a T-shirt. I'm one of those people you can't really avoid.
Right, and if you need pepper, I'll pass it to you.
No, this is perfect.
How can we help you, D? Thank you for going on that trip, and thank you for asking me to pass the pepper. I'll tell Joe what that means later. But go ahead.
What I'm wondering is. I have kind of a high step from my front porch to my sidewalk going, to the driveway. Because over the years it's just kind of sunk, but it's a perfectly good sidewalk. Is there a way to put a step in between there, the high, like maybe a half step or something?
She has sinking concrete.
Yes, she does.
I'm sorry, which part sunk, though? I didn't understand.
Did your sidewalk sink, Dee?
No, it's not really that it sunk at all. It's just like, flush with everything else.
Can you take a picture, Dee? Can you take a picture and text it to us so we can see what it looks like?
Oh, sure. It's just kind of a big step, you know. Okay. It's not like an average step, and a lot of people...
Oh, was it made that way,
Dee? Older, having trouble getting up that step. So I was wondering if there was a means of putting, like, just a piece of cement on top of that, you know, just as a step, not the whole thing.
Sure. I personally wouldn't put concrete on top of existing concrete, but I could find a cost-effective solution, definitely, to fix this mobility problem.
It's a safety challenge, too.
Yes, it is.
Right, because yes. I think I remember, Dee.
Because there's no railing there.
Right. And she carries in big barrels of pepper with her, like, every week. I've never seen a lady go through pepper like I've seen Dee go through pepper.
I don't need that much pepper. I was just using it as a reference, David. Holy moly.
So here's the challenge. We've glued down patio blocks to take up the space in that bottom step.
Yeah.
But to your point, you wouldn't pour concrete on top of it.
Not
but
on
you
top.
Could do something like that. The problem is then, Dee, is now you have a... basically a trip step, mm-hmm. right? So now you have a shallow step, and then a boom. Then you're going to have a bigger step. That's the danger in changing the height of a step.
We want all concrete to be of code, to your city municipality code. I would just suggest removing that small section, and we could even put a small ramp instead of a step. There's a lot of different... I'd have to see it physically to envision what you're saying. I could put post-hole footings to make sure it does not move again. But you can give me a call at 708-863-5735, and myself or another estimator from Andreas & Sons could come take a look and provide you with a solution.
How's that, Dee?
Oh, okay.
And Dee, still send the picture to
me.
Sure
yeah. Send a picture. Please send a picture, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Okay?
Okay, but also it's, I'm sorry, what's the phone number again?
312, the same number that you called the show.
I mean for the cement company.
Oh, sure. Sierra.
You could reach Andreas & Sons at 708-863-5735. And I do really want to meet Dee the Pepper Past. Pepper passer. We can talk about Dave.
I was the passer. Get it right. She was the pepper receiver.
Receiver.
There's the code, David.
I remember it very clearly.
She was the recipient of my pepper passing.
I see.
And she was very lovely.
Aww.
Were you on bus two? Yeah. Did you make the cut to be on bus two that I led? I led the bus number two.
I've heard that story.
Whatever bus Steve Cochran was on.
The bus one. Very nice people, but not as cool as bus two. But hang on, Dee.
I think we were bus one.
You know, I know. You were bus one. Yeah, you guys were always behind everything. It's fine. Okay, bus two is where it was at. It was all right. Next time you go on a trip, one of these Bertrand trips, you got to say, I want Hochberg leading my bus because I lead a good bus. Hang on there, Dee.
He's hard to avoid.
312-981-7200. David Haas. We're gonna dive deeper into this, but mobility challenges. Amy could tell you, getting in and out of, when you're selling homes for sellers, the homeowners that have mobility challenges, you see what Dave does: the cut in the bathtubs, mm-hmm. the handrails. That's what he does, right?
Yep.
And we're gonna have you on that show, Joe. You might not have heard. I'm hosting after Bob.
A listener just texted in, every time you say that, I roll my eyes.
Okay, good. So you're getting a lot of practice today. So we're going to be talking about mobility challenges, and we're going to do a full segment on this after the break because Miss Pepper Lady here took forever to get to the point. You're going to come on because holidays are coming up. We haven't been with our families. Some of our listeners over 2 years, you're going to start to notice a different gear that your relatives might have downshifted into because you haven't seen them. And now is the time to talk about the different products and services that both you and Frank Wasilewski at Access Elevator and you at Miracle Method offer. And we're going to dive deeper after the news because Don Kleppen is getting his, he's getting all dolled up because we're sending Pete in there. He's getting his hair done and he's dusting off his flannel and he steamed it during the last break because I told him Pete's coming in to take a picture, you know, the flannel brother. So
I don't think he's steamed flannels.
Don does. That's what I'm telling
you. You're
not supposed to because it impacts the wearability of the flannel. Flavor, yeah. But that explains why Don does it for himself. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got Linda in Chicago coming up. We got Dave coming up. We got Pete going to take pictures with Kleppen. We got a lot of things going on here, Joe. 312-981-7200. MegaPro call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. The Pepper Lady sent in a picture that you guys could.
So I see it. You
mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You want to analyze
over?
That?
You want to come over by me?
No. Okay. We'll get HR in here. Dave Haas.
So here, wait a second, though. I will. But Sarah, would you agree?
This explain really what the means. Picture is. Explain.
It's a concrete stoop with a sidewalk below, probably an 8-inch step.
Right.
But most importantly, get a railing, a piece of railing in there for her.
Absolutely, a railing. A railing would help solve most of your issues here.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Can you install the? Are you a railing installer? Or is that more of a?
I have a great railing contractor that I work with, A&M Fence in Cicero. I would highly recommend them.
All right, there you go.
Perfect.
David Haas.
Good morning. Is it still morning?
It's still morning. We still have another 21 minutes, 39 minutes after the hour, 21 minutes till the hour, top of the hour. It's a way of doing that in radio. Mobility challenges. We were talking with Amy prior to the break. She's in and out of hundreds of homes every single year. And you do something very special with the bathtubs. And you gave, did you install that, the transition, the step? What exactly is it called? I can't.
The easy step.
A listener won that a couple of weeks back. Did you install that?
Oh, yeah.
And how was that?
Oh, it's about making it safer. So, all right. I mean, it really helpful for her.
Who won it?
Oh, she was, I think Maureen was her name out of Palos.
How old was she?
Oh, I'd never ask that.
Okay, but was she mobile? No, I mean.
Why would that stop? It wouldn't stop, David.
Right.
How much money do you owe? How much is your house worth? How much do you weigh?
How you doing? No, did she have mobility challenges?
She, I think, was just getting tired of stepping over the tub. There are some tubs out there that are quite high, and it just really becomes a safety issue. You have the bathroom is wet. Tile, it is a little tufted, and I think just not a major mobility issue, just a safety concern.
312-981-7200. What are we talking about, Dave? Well, I know we're going into the holidays, but what do you want to push our listeners to be aware of as they go into the holidays and start seeing their relatives and loved ones and friends and family that they haven't seen in 2 years due to COVID? A lot of the restrictions are lightening up, or maybe they're lightening it up on their own in their home. What types of signs are you going to be pushing out there for our listeners to keep an eye on that you could help them the day after?
Well, I think it's just having the conversation and making sure that the folks around you know that there's this type of thing available. It's affordable and way less time consuming than a bathroom remodel might be, or to try to go from a tub to a full walk-in shower could be a real challenge. And we are talking about this all the time, how far everyone's booked out and how busy everybody is. And so this is something that's a quick modification. I mean, in almost all cases, less than 4 hours.
Your product inventory is in stock, right? The product that you would take from your shop to go, you're not waiting on a container for a boat to dock at a port to get it unloaded to get to Chicago.
Right. Yeah, we're good. But I think about that often, and we're stocked up and ready. I mean, the holidays are a great time because everyone's together and you can have some of those conversations and you just don't know what's available. So that's why I come down here to share this information with you and the listeners.
Put a number on this. Circa 1970 bathroom. You got what? Chime in here. Yellow tile, green tile, pink tile.
1950s.
Yes. What am I talking, 70s?
My favorite.
Okay, yeah. They've got tile on the sink, Joe, right? I mean, what are you guys seeing? Like
tile on the wall.
Tile on the wall.
Not the sink.
Sink. Well, some of them are have sink on the countertops.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of that out there still. Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got a circa 1950 to 70 bathroom and shower you guys have been in. To tear something like that out, ballpark, new shower, new everything.
So right now there's a mega commercial, you know, a testimonial commercial running that we actually sold the customer a whole bathroom remodel. And then when the guys were there, they said, hey, this might be an option for you after listening to what the customer was really trying to accomplish. That bathroom, the total bathroom redo, if you will, is $20,000 with all the fixtures and finishes. We were able to accomplish changing that tub to a walk-in tub, if you will, for $17,000 less. I think it was $3,000.
Yeah, I mean, always under $3,000. And I mean, starting at probably $1,200. And, you know, there's fiberglass tubs out there. There's less labor involved in that sort of thing.
But you coat over it.
So,
right?
Yeah. I mean, from the refinishing standpoint, had a couple different,
two different things going on.
Yeah, I mean, I love talking about the refinishing. That's the core of what we do at Miracle Method.
Okay, well, that's what I'm getting to. Right. You've been in thousands of homes, so has Joe,
yes,
right? You walk in circa 1950, 67. Nothing's been done in the past 60 years, 50, 40, 30, whatever year, right? You tear it out, it's going to cost $20,000-$25,000, right?
So, but you're doing a lot of rental properties for us. I referred you to those units, right?
Yeah.
But again, I'm sorry, it just goes back to what you wanted. If the idea was I want to do my shower or my tub to a shower so I can get in it, you can accomplish
that. That's one thing.
You're walking, right?
Right.
If you're saying, I hate the way this pink stuff looks, you can also take care of that, including the tub.
Right. So, and that's what I'm getting to. I mean, again, we're going into holiday season. The shelves are going to be less abundant due to the supply chain issues. We're not going to talk about it. We've already talked about it ad nauseum, okay? Just like I'm going to host Black Friday for Bob Surratt. I'm filling in case I didn't
say anything.
Oh, no
way. I never knew that.
It's going to be a great show.
That's weird.
So if you want to give a gift that keeps on giving, and the homeowner can't afford the investment, $20,000-$25,000 for a complete redo, right? You could come in, and I want to throw this back to Amy after you talk about the investment, what it does for property value as well. You're basically redoing a bathroom, right? By recoating it and resurfacing the bathtub that's got cast iron bathtubs, which are beautiful bathtubs, with the brown water spots that have been there for the past 13, 15, 20 years.
Or the finish is rubbed off through.
Or the finish is rubbed. You could go through, completely refinish a bathroom of somebody who is maybe a little mobility challenged because they don't have the funds to do it, cut a divot in the bathtub, and completely make it brand. You basically refinish and make it functional for under $5,000?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's so many things that you can see on our website is miraclemethod.com/Chicago. You'll find pictures of bathrooms there that look just like your own if you're listening at home, and we'll find a solution that's less expensive. And this is why we love working with Mega Pros and other contractors out there, because you'll do remodels and leave the tub, right, Joe? I mean, there's so many times you're not going to get an iron tub in and out of that bathroom. Leave it there. We take great care of it.
We have to smash them up.
Yeah, exactly. It's time-consuming. It's trouble.
But most importantly is that Dave is a great resource for us because people don't – there's a lot of reasons why you might not want to take under the project of doing your whole bathroom.
I want to throw this back to Amy. Circa 1970, 50, 40, whatever home, right? 80. You go in there, put $5,000 perfume on the pig. What does that do for property values?
Oh, it'll increase it well over $5,000 if that's what you're spending.
Yeah. So it's an investment.
And 100%.
It's a more marketable piece of real estate because they did that. Not only did you make it the property more valuable, but you didn't put in and tear out everything. You just went over the top of it. And let's say a family with young kids comes in and wants to use the bathtub, you could reinstall that chunk that you took out to put the easy step in And you could reinstall that and turn it into a family bathroom again.
Yeah, I mean, I love sharing this part of it. Sometimes, you know, if I'm talking to a prospective client, I'm already talking about 10 years down the road. It seems strange. But with fiberglass, with iron tubs, we could put the piece back. It could be a bathtub again. And it looks just like new. It's beautiful again, like it never happened.
Right. And if our listeners want to reach
out, save that piece for them.
And it's still going to be less. Yeah, we'll save the piece. You put it in the attic, put it in the garage. I mean, save that piece. We put it back in, and you're still saving money over the remodel.
And the realtor could take the buyers. Here's the piece. You know, close on escrow. You know, Miracle Method will come back out and reinstall it. You know, reputable company. Hear them on WGN all the time. It's a great selling point, and instead of getting some ridiculous gift that's going to go on, listen, my grandfather had a birthday, surprise birthday, I love him to death, you know, Joe Teichman, he had us, you know, we had a surprise birthday party for him. All the gifts were under his bed. Swear to God, all the gifts you got him went under the bed because he was like, don't buy me anything. So when he passed, we found all the gifts from his birthday. Give the gift that keeps on giving, chip in, and have mom and dad be able to get into a bathtub that's not circa 1950s, 60s, 70s anymore. That will inflate the value, increase the value of their home, and it's in stock.
It's helpful for them that it's going to keep them in and out, you know, I mean, of that tub or, you know, that shower, now the walk-in shower. I mean, it's just really helpful. And you're right. I mean, I like the idea that we're talking about these gifts that keep on giving.
Give a practical gift.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure, because it's going to impact your business.
I think it's funny.
It's great.
No.
Well, it wouldn't be great. Hey, take.
I understand, David, but people aren't practical in the holiday season.
Well, they should be. I'm just trying to start a new trend.
You know what I share with you, though? On the practical side, I talk with families weekly that are doing it for their parents are doing it for a relative,
an
aunt,
gift,
uncle. So we haven't talked so many things about gifts, but sometimes they're sharing the costs or we have financing available.
No,
so
we do that all the time.
You know, but I think I'll get a gift card thing going. That's maybe what I should
do. I'm a trendsetter.
Oh, my.
I think that's a good idea.
Fall into the Hochberg trap.
1988, School of Business, marketing, emphasis.
That's what he's trying to be.
We're cut from the same cloth.
Trying to be a marketer.
I'm just telling you. 312-981-7200. Here's another one. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. There you go, Joe. You got a little mention. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for him. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point. Now,
here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312.
I like this show, David.
You like it?
I'm just telling you what. I don't know how long it is. How long?
And we got another hour to go. Okay. Don't worry. We'll bring you a coffee.
But I do like it. I'm liking it.
That's good. You're here every Saturday when you decide to show up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Do we have the Flannel Brothers pictures up at Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook? You could go check out Pete with this flannel brother, Donnie. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Linda in Chicago, you've got a drain that's clogged. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I live in a Chicago bungalow, and I have a cemented front porch with brick walls on three sides. Well, maybe four sides.
Okay.
And I've had this clog for over 30 years. When my son was younger, a golf ball went in the drain, and we just call ourselves dealing with it, but we pushed the golf ball further down in the hole.
How'd that work out?
Please, a swimming pool.
She created a swimming pool.
Wait a minute.
Hey, that's not a bad thing.
But
Hold on. You got to mark that there, Benny. Her please is going to show up in a soundbite someplace. Go ahead, Linda.
Okay, with this last rain that we had, a lot of water accumulated. I really didn't know it was that much water out there until I took my wet dry vac out and started pulling it up. I could not believe the water. And I'm a senior, and I just cannot do this anymore. And the thought occurred to me that in my basement, in the cold area, you see these three pipes. And I know one is to that drain. The other two, I don't know. I would suspect maybe gas and something else. But I would think perhaps somebody who is knowledgeable about this could come into my house and look at these pipes and say, oh, this one goes up to the drain on the front porch.
Sure.
And maybe cut it and either push the golf ball up or from the front porch push it down.
Joe,
there's probably a cleanup.
I guess maybe get a fixture or something to put it back together.
Yep, Joe.
Sure, I'm sure. Plumber Permaseal can probably get that golf ball out of there for you.
Or RJ Graham. Are you located on the south side?
True.
Southwest side, east side? Where are you located? Burbs in the city? I mean, where are you located, Linda?
I'm in Chicago on the west side, and where I live, I'm actually five blocks from Oak Park, Illinois.
Okay, so so that's J.C.
RJ Graham.
RJ Graham, Steven Suarez. Okay, Linda? I'm going to give you a phone number for Steve. Give him a call, all right?
I'm ready. 708 Yes.
381
Yes.
9423. Tell Steve we told you to call.
Okay. Okay, let me just read back.
Yes, please.
708
Yes.
381-9423.
Yes. And then go ahead. Sorry.
And I will say that you all told me, I'll tell Steve you all said to call.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And also tell Steve you want the golf ball out. You don't want to know how golf balls are made.
Yeah.
Or you don't want to understand
anything about golf,
plumbing, or
yeah,
he'll talk to you about anything.
Yeah, just keep him focused on removing the ball.
Just
okay?
Get the ball out of my drain.
And do you have any grandkids, Linda?
I do.
Okay, have them play with larger balls and golf balls. All right, maybe like 16-inch softballs,
basketball,
definitely. Soccer balls, footballs.
Yeah, something that doesn't go down the drain.
Yeah, something that doesn't go down the drain. Okay. And then if worst comes to worst, Amy could sell your house. You could buy another house.
See all his golf lessons.
I'm thinking about it. I'm so tired of this house wearing me out.
Well, no. In all seriousness, now's the time. Listen,
get that water off your stove.
No, we got to get the water. I'm joking about selling the house, but I'm really not. If you got a big house and you want to get out of it, give Amy a call. She'll help you sell that house.
Give it to a relative for Christmas. How about that, David?
Oh, wow, I wouldn't give anybody this
full
headache.
Circle.
I think that's a great idea. I'll take that headache off your hand. No, in all seriousness, hang tight. We're going to get your information, send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. Linda, thank you for listening, and we're going to help you correct your golf ball challenge. 312-981-7200. We have Vivian in Deerfield thinking about refinishing but can't afford a whole remodel for David and Joe. John in Chicago, should he put a bench in the walk-in shower again for David and Joe? We have a ton of text messages here for Amy, Pete, and Sarah. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am David Hochberg. The phone line is sponsored by MegaPros, 312-981-7200. And in case you hadn't heard, I'm filling in for Bob on Black Friday, 312-981-7200. Go to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Where?
Right here on AM 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, last leg of our journey here today. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line.
Here, did you get that one text?
I'm getting there. So from 815 Black Friday promo, hold on, 13 times funny, 14 times too much. Well, guess what? There's going to be about eight more there, buddy. So,
I think you were talking about it last week, too.
Brace for impact. No, I just got the call this week. Mm. So if you don't like it, 14 times. I'm going to try to hit 20 to really get you under your skin. John in Chicago, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
You know what? I got a ranch, and I have three bathrooms total. So I took the master bedroom and I put a walk-in shower.
Okay.
Now the doors are wheelchair accessible, but I'm not selling the house as wheelchair accessible. So I figure an older couple will probably buy it. Should I put a bench in there or no?
Are you an investor? Are you a flipper?
No, I actually bought the house as an investment for $160,000. I ended up moving in there, and it's probably worth about $320 now. Oof. 5 years. That's not bad.
That's an investor.
That's a good investor. Nice job there, John.
Nice job, my bud.
So, Amy.
That's Amy.
I'll throw it to Amy. What's your thoughts about putting in a bench in a walk-in shower in a master bathroom or a primary bathroom? You can't say master anymore. Go ahead.
I would say if you're going to redo the bathroom, then put it in. But otherwise, I wouldn't do it at this point unless I was going to gut it out.
Yeah, redoing the whole bathroom.
Oh, then absolutely. Yes. Then 100% put it in.
Should I use the one that sticks out of the wall, just like, you know, it's like a seat and comes down and goes into the studs, gets secured by the studs?
And it's a seat?
As opposed to a bench?
Here, can I say one thing? That's more of a handicap situation or an ADA thing, meaning it's not nice looking, right?
Well, yeah, it just looks like a bench from like a park bench.
So you just put it in there. It's made out of teak or something. Yes.
Amy? Okay, so put that kind in. Okay, that was my question.
But not the one that folds out of the wall. I wouldn't recommend that. Right.
Right. I agree with Joe on that.
Yeah, that's got to go in the studs.
Permanent. Yeah.
Yeah, because so build a bench, put it into the wall, into the studs, and go along the wall where the door could clear, right?
Or obviously, you just put one of those teak benches chairs in there. Yeah. I mean, they sell them.
More like a stool chair, right, type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So don't even put it in then, right?
Because I would recommend not.
We actually do have a teak stool in our bathroom.
I figured you would.
Shower. Look at Amy Kite coming in over the top. Of course. She's got a, right. I got a teak stool.
We don't have the nice, built-in. It's just
actually super classy, really. Only classy people have that.
Was it imported from Teak Land, or was it... no? Okay.
No idea.
Where does teak come from?
Put the cheap chair in there, then. Let them handle it.
I would do it. I would do exactly that, especially if Amy Kite has it in her bathroom.
Trendsetter. Okay. All right, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Also, you go to MrFloor.com. Enter in promo code WGN for a discount off your first order. Bobby in Chicago, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, buddy. How can we help you?
Well, I'm actually trying to help my daughter and son-in-law and my little one-year-old grandson get into a house.
All right. How can we help you?
They've run into some problems with offers they've been giving to a couple of homes that they really liked being rejected because they were FHA-approved loans.
Okay.
They've been pre-approved for about $300,000 in the mortgage.
Sure.
They're going to have somewhere between, say, $15,000 to $20,000 to put down on a house.
Okay.
So they don't have 20%, obviously, but...
why are they going FHA? Have they had credit challenges or bankruptcies or foreclosures in the recent past?
No foreclosures or bankruptcies. Credits are, right now, they're in the mid to upper sixes, and they're working on that, and it's been improving.
So they shouldn't need to go FHA. If they're in the mid to upper sixes, they could get in with 5% down. Can you instead?
Right, exactly.
Can you give them a gift? Hang on there, Johnny. Bob, can you give them a gift to bring in a larger down payment or no?
Well, we already done that. Might have a little bit more that we can help them with.
Okay, good.
But the problem is they've been pre-approved for an FHA loan, but the sellers are rejecting their offers because it's FHA and they want a conventional.
You want to explain why, Amy?
And I'm not sure why that's the problem.
Well, hang on, Bobby. So I know why, but Amy, if you're a listing agent and you have a conventional, if you have a cash offer, a conventional offer, a VA offer, and an FHA offer, what order will the offers be accepted if they're all equal?
Cash first.
Cash first.
Conventional second.
Okay. And basically FHA and VA are neck and neck.
Very similar.
Okay.
Yep.
And the reason is, Bobby,
always take conventional over FHA because FHA requires an inspection and can require things that the homeowner needs to do that conventional won't. So so what we would turn around and say is, honestly, if it's strictly the FHA and you've really beat everybody else out in price, the way our team would deal with it is we'd come back to you and say, is there any chance they can go conventional? We'd attempt to give you that opportunity. If they can go conventional, that's what they need to be doing today.
Okay. And a second part to this question then is the realtor they're working with right now is telling them that the lender that they've been working with said that if they went conventional, they would need to put quite a bit more down, as much as 30% to 40%. And I said, that doesn't sound right.
No.
I'm thinking 15 to 20 is probably the top.
Here's what we should do.
Average, right?
Well, here's what we should do, Bobby. Okay. The credit's a driving force in determining the interest rate on any type of loan. Okay. So if the credit needs a little bit of a turbocharge here, let me and my team take a look at it and give you some advice on how to get it higher so they qualify for a conventional loan at a lower rate. Okay? How's that?
Yeah. I would 100% get them over to David and let David take a look at them, because I will tell you, different lenders require different things. And if you don't have David looking at them, they could absolutely be missing out on the perfect house because they've got the wrong lender, unfortunately. It's just, it's a fact.
Bobby, hang tight for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got a ton of text questions coming in here for both you, Pete, and Sarah. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
My experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
Tape measure.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's the type of practical advice you get here from MegaPros,
Joe. Makes sense, though, right?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
100%.
How many pumps fail, fake Roy?
100%.
100%. That's a fake Roy Spencer. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Over to Pete Marrero from JC Restoration. We had that nice lady call from Oak Park, mm-hmm. right? West side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a golf ball stuck in her drain. She made it worse by trying to get it out by pushing it further down the drain, which typically obviously doesn't work. She said on the radio that she was up in age and she didn't want to get out there with the shop vac because who the heck wants to do that? What in your, how long have you been doing this? What have you been doing?
Up 13, 14 years.
And Warner's been in business for how long?
39, 40 years going on.
40
yeah.
years. So mm-hmm. the JC, the Cruz family, mm-hmm. right? Has yep. it was named after his mom or father?
Father. Jose Cruz.
Jose yeah. Cruz, and Warner Cruz is the son, second generation, took it over.
Right.
How many disasters in basements and around the house have you experienced in your 13, 14 years? I'm sure in Warner's 40 years, being that JC's been on the planet here, located off of 90 in Rolling Meadows. You pass by it all the time. You don't even realize it's there. That something like a little golf ball stuck in a drain causes major, major, major problems with inside the house.
All the time. Thousands. I mean, even personally, when I was listening to that story, I'm, as a parent, you know, I can't tell you how many times my kids are throwing things out. How many times have I jumped into a toilet to grab something? I used to put gloves on. Now I just go in all yellow and I just grab the toy because I know once it gets flushed, it's going to be a big problem.
Right.
Get
so
stuck.
Glad you're having another kid, aren't you?
Yeah. We're baby-proofing all that stuff
sure
as
you
we
are.
Speak.
Yeah.
So, no. And it's not only that. It's the things we're flushing down there, right? It's the wipes. It's the all the things that might get flushed. And we see this in condos and buildings.
Yeah, don't flush the wipes.
Right. It's like keep a garbage can right next door, right?
I'm telling you. Do not flush wipes.
No. No question.
What about tequila right bottles? At. Those small little tequila bottles you get on planes? Is that will that make it down, Joe?
What do you think?
Yes.
even the garbage disposal. It's like, it'll get a couple things, but you don't want to just throw, you know, fruits and carrots and all that stuff in there. It's just going to be a problem. There.
My wife thinks the garbage disposal is the second coming of the garbage can.
No,
okay? And
it's
I've been hosting this radio show for 18 years.
I think they should outlaw them.
And I've been telling my wife,
like, just outlaw garbage disposal, period.
I fully understand. Roy loves it because I always call his guy. Cause
no, he'll tell you the same thing.
I know he will.
Do not do that.
Do not put stuff down your garbage disposal.
I just want to give your listeners a tip as well. Now is the time. This is the season to wrap up your garden hose. Make sure you clear those spigot lines. Make sure that there's no water in there.
How do you clear it?
Well, you just run it. Once you take the hose out, you'll see some water kind of trickling out. That's what you want. You want to let that stuff release.
It's usually my line. At this time of year, it's like, hey, remember to take your hose
off.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow,
stole
it from you. Joe's smart. You know what I'm saying?
I learn. I come on here and I learn. I'm in here as a guest, but I'm also learning.
I put all of my hoses, I have four of them, on different sections of my home.
What kind of hose?
I got the monster hose. What's it called?
It's green. Did you get it too, Amy?
No, I didn't.
It's the greatest hose in the world. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's that green. It doesn't tangle. It doesn't kink.
I'm telling you, that's my duty.
It's fantastic. Yeah. So, because that will freeze up.
It'll freeze. Yep. You'll have, and then you'll have a pool in your basement.
So now is a perfect time to undo your hoses and get them into your storage areas, your garages, a shed, whatever it is.
A little bit of winterization time, you know, just make sure you're safe there. And that's just because we're seeing that this is the season. We're going to get calls soon. And if you have any water damage or any issues, give us a shout, right? 847 Here we go again. 800-956-8844, 24/7 a day. Jingle. I'm getting the 24/7 confused.
Fires are big in the holiday times.
That's right. That's right. Of course, Thanksgiving folks want to the deep fryers and
yes.
things like that. Just be careful, be safe, and save our number. Call us if you need anything.
Candles are popular around holiday times.
That's correct. Yep.
Space heaters are popular on holiday.
Here's what we find. You got candles in the home. A customer that we had, she left a window open. Had candle on the dining room table.
Okay.
Didn't think any. Went for a walk. Wind blew the candle over.
Oh, my God.
Lit up the house. It was a horrible fire. No one harmed, but it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why you need the number. What is it, the 800 number?
It's 800-956-8844, JCR24.com.
Sarah, 708, are there different types, grades of concrete? Second portion of this question. Mm-hmm. And if so, how does your concrete, the concrete that Robert Andreas and Sons uses, compare to the competition in terms of variety and quality? So are there different varieties and quality
absolutely.
Of concrete?
Yes, absolutely. Your standard residential, I call it, you know, four guys in a truck, who's a completely different kind of company than what we are as Andreas and Sons. They will use a 3,500 or 4,000 PSI mix. That is just a little bit of a weaker mix than what I preference to use on all of my residential projects, which is a 4,500 PSI mix with an additive of liquid fiber mesh. And if you picked up a piece of the wet concrete, it actually looks like it's covered in dog hair. Those are the microfibers that expand and contract to prevent against stress cracking. So there are different types of concrete. We use a little bit more of a higher-end product for higher-end results.
All right. MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement, 815. First of all, do you come out to the Seneca area? Do you guys service Seneca?
Where is it?
I don't know.
I'm going to go no. I've just on a hunch.
Oh, you're kidding. All right, we're going to go no.
We're going to Google
Seneca. Right? I'll take care of that for you.
Seneca sounds far.
Okay. All right, here's a question
it's
for
Doug. Way south. All right, Erica knows where it is. She's shaking her head. You don't go there.
Okay.
We really don't stretch our area far south.
Because of travel times.
Oh, it's true. Meaning we can't get to Naperville.
It's passed yeah. out. Yeah, Morris.
Starve Rock down there.
About 70 miles from here.
No, I'm sorry.
Ballpark changing out. Well, here, just to give the texter, the 815, since you don't go there. Ballpark changing a fiberglass Whirlpool bathtub to a walk-in shower. What can they expect making that transition?
So the thing is the finishes and...
demolition.
Well, no, I'm saying it's the what you're going to finish it with. If you're going to tile the walls, if you're going to tile the base, that's really going to change the price.
What about taking out the Whirlpool tub?
That's not really a big deal. You do have plumbing. You will have to reroute that plumbing, of course. So if you're looking for a ballpark, you're looking from a tub to a shower like that, all in, you're probably at 15 grand.
All right, real quick, yes or no, 630. They are in a new construction home. Should they cover the outdoor air conditioning unit going into the winter? Your thoughts on that?
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never covered mine. Anybody in here covered theirs?
No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe we're all doing it right, or maybe we're all screwing it up.
Maybe Rich Dykstra should weigh in on that if we get a professional opinion. So far, it just sounds like we're lackluster.
We don't know what we're doing.
Owners.
All right, Rich, call in 312-981-7208. Right. He's going to be like, what's wrong with you, idiot?
Yeah, it's like you guys are just.
Right. And then I'll ask you, hey, you want to see a picture of my hip I have in my freezer? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
If you missed this,
Sarah Andreas.
This is what you missed.
In my opinion, builder grade cement, they come and fly through a neighborhood, do 20 homes at once. It's not the best quality.
And they go with 4-bag or 5-bag instead of 6-bag, and that's what you see.
Yeah.
Joe. 4-bag, 5-bag, 6-bag, Joe.
We're gonna rip these walls out, then, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And what is the bag?
It's the bags of Portland cement in the concrete mix. Cement is an additive in the concrete. That helps determine the PSI.
There you go, Donna.
There you go, David. You were saying it, and you didn't even know what it
meant. Yeah, I know. PSI. Come on. Cement goes into concrete. Duh.
I'm really sorry I spoke to you the way I did, and I still think you're the best cement man in the business.
Really?
No, but I got to get this driveway done, and no one else is available.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm telling you, it's getting funny.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You guys were having some conversations, Joe and David, about the Whirlpool.
They were private. No, seriously, we don't want to put everything on the air.
Okay, never mind. Okay, we're going to go over to...
Hold on.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, and maybe
you get a lot of these calls.
Yeah, and maybe it's something that past text message would consider too. But
from Seneca,
which you know, I go everywhere Joe doesn't go.
You go everywhere.
Yeah, just call in and we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. But for a jacuzzi tub, for a whirlpool tub, or something with jets, right? A jetted tub, we cut the jets out, do a fiberglass repair over that hole. And then refinish the tub. And
it looks amazing.
Turn it into a soaking tub.
I didn't know that.
Had jets. Yeah, you know, they get dirty, and people don't really think of all the cleaning and maintenance they need for those things.
The bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah.
So get rid of the jets. Make it a soaking tub. It's a great way to update the bathroom and not destroy it.
Yeah. How about, and then you could put an easy step in there to turn it into a shower.
We have done some of that too. Actually, yes. Cut the. If you need to get in that thing, we'll get you there.
What are you laughing? I'm a marketing.
Well, you wouldn't
savant.
All right, it's two different projects, to tell you the truth. Yep. But Amy, you agree? You've seen whirlpools that shouldn't be whirlpools any longer, right?
Right, and they are nasty.
Right,
they can get there.
312-981-7200. Go to wgndavid.com. Two questions for you, Sarah. 630. We have a surface crack in concrete poured in September.
Okay.
Is that normal?
Yes. So I poured my own driveway in August, and it cracked 2 days later.
Okay.
So, did you pour it by yourself?
I supervised.
Amy, you wanted to add something?
Oh, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it could crack at any moment. It could crack a day later or 10 years later.
So what are those called? Those are called Fisher cracks. Is that correct? Mean the hairline cracks?
Stress cracks, yeah, stress cracks. Hairline cracks
at the surface, right?
Basically, they happen because the concrete expands and contracts and releases moisture, and boom, crack.
Right.
Diagonal across the construction joints is where this texture could continued. What's best to do? Contractor is willing to do. So
the question is, not a lot of concrete men or companies are going to come back and do a repair for you. I do within a reasonable amount of time, within about like 2 to 3 years for customers.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, exactly. So not a lot of people do that. But you want to ask whoever you did your concrete to grind it and caulk it so that it is water impermeable. Mm.
That was your CB name, right? Grind and caulk, Joe?
No, water impermeable.
Water impermeable? Okay. 630, can Sarah do an on-site visit for a quote with the owner not being on the premises, maybe a phone call while inspecting?
Absolutely. I am, you know, very tech savvy. We can FaceTime. You could also use your kid's sidewalk chalk and mark out what you want me to look at, draw me some pictures. But I have no problem coming to do an estimate for you if you're not going to be at home, if you're working, your work from home, whatever you need, I will help you.
David Haas, 708. What is the name of the company that works with the bathroom steps?
Miracle Method.
And you're located where?
We're located in Villa Park, and we service the entire Chicagoland area.
312-981.
Interesting showroom.
Thank you.
Very nice showroom. Yeah, well, you've got all your products there.
I want you to see what we do.
Right. 312-981-7200. This is a from a lady who called in. She didn't want to give her name, but said the show is like her medicine, Joe.
For me too, David.
She waits to hear it all week that we crack her up. So there you go. That was a nice comment from a nice lady.
Make sure she tunes in on Black Friday.
Actually, that phone number.
I wonder what kind of medicine, though.
Well, it says Judy Hogle.
Oh, because I'm not at home.
Yeah, that's why. That's her medicine.
Oh, that could be her free time.
Yeah. The subtraction through the addition through subtraction.
I got you, man.
So thank you, Judy, for listening. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to wgndavid.com. We have a stone tile floor that the previous owners have a wax coating on the floor. Ooh, that sounds a little slippery. We've received a quote of $3,000 to remove the wax and polish the tiles, Mr. Hogel and Mr. Haas. They said the only way to remove the wax is to use a solvent. This is from somebody in Batavia with the 630 phone number. David and Joe, take it away. A wax coating on the floor.
What's wrong with it now?
I guess they don't like the wax coating on the floor. I don't know. They want to remove it.
Yeah.
We received quotes of up to 3 G's to remove the wax and polish the tiles. So
if it really is wax, it shouldn't be that hard to get off, right?
But that sounds like a big floor for that
$3,000.
Well, what's the end? I suppose what's the end goal? I don't know if I heard the end goal.
What they really are trying to accomplish, Dave.
Neither do I. I'm just reading the text. Obviously, I didn't think it was going to be that complicated.
But here, we have the number. I can call them.
Yeah, we got the number. You can give them a call.
Sure.
309, who is filling in for Bob on Black Friday? Hopefully, it's Spike. Okay, thank you, 309, for listening.
I like Spike Odell.
Spike Odell is great. Mm-hmm. You have a great commercial from Spike Odell with John Williams running.
Love it.
It's the greatest commercial
really
next to mine and Amy's.
We've been on WGN for 34 years.
And JC Restorations and... Sarah, Robert Andreas, and Miracle Methods commercials on WGN, just in that order. 312-981-7200, 847, then we'll hit a break here. You ready, Connor? Wake up. All right, so we got a rookie on the board. He hasn't screwed anything up in 45 minutes, so nice job, Connor. 847. Regarding practical gifts, in the early 60s, I gave my high school girlfriend an electric leg shaver. Can you see where this is going?
Yep.
I thought it was a quote-unquote practical gift since my mom and sister had one. Okay. All you young men out there, pay attention. That went over like breaking wind in an elevator. I guess I don't know what that exactly stands for, Joe. Maybe you could draw me a picture during
the
break.
Maybe when we're leaving, I'll show
yes.
you.
Yes. not to brag about, not much to brag about to her friends. Best wishes, Dan and Barrington. So giving your girlfriend or special interested individual a leg shaver, probably not the right thing to do. I would go with... an easy step in a bathtub over a leg shaver. That's just me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Listening. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're coming into the home stretch here, so I'm sure all 15 lines will light up in the last 15 minutes of the show. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? What's up? Some pimp.
Whoever looks at me.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some.
Sump.
Sump. Sump. Pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got 6.5 minutes left. We have a hard out at 5630, or else we're going to be shut down and all hell's going to break loose. Joan in Burbank, how can we help you?
Yes, we have our garage is probably was built in probably early 1960. We've been in the house that long. Our garage itself is doing well. We've replaced the things on it, but the concrete for the floor is falling apart. And I just wondered if is it feasible to replace the concrete without doing the whole garage?
Sarah Andreas?
Absolutely. We can saw cut around the perimeter of your garage foundation, remove the floor, and re-pour the floor. No problem.
All right, Joan, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Thank you for calling. Amy 847. We have a gas fireplace that we have not used in over a decade. For resale purposes, would it be better to have it all cleaned out by Lindemann? And make it usable by Lindemann, because they're great and they use all the safety precautions. Not use it and put in a gas insert fake fire, or cover it up and make it a wall. What do you say? What say you, Amy Kite?
Make it usable.
Make it usable.
Absolutely. Because there are people who absolutely want a fireplace. So I would make it usable. I don't know that I'd go through the extent of putting the gas insert in there. I'd still want it cleaned out. I mean, I'd be kind of upset if I knew that you put that gas insert in there and you didn't clean it out. So just clean it out.
Give Mike Bodart and his team at Lindemann Chimney a call. 847-918-7994. Another practical gift for the holidays, Joe. A clean chimney.
Mm-hmm.
847 and a safety. A nice safe gift.
Do you
too.
Know anything about Christmas at all? Christmas at all?
I was born on Christmas.
You were born on Christmas, but the routine of Santa Claus coming down the chimney, do you know about that?
847-918.
Is it a clean chimney?
It's got to be clean.
So if I didn't know what tinsel was when you told me that. A couple months ago.
That was funny, right? Dave, get some tinsel. A what?
I didn't know what tinsel was.
Exactly.
So, why would a Jew know? Amy is a fellow Yid. Do you know what tinsel is?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, one out of two ain't bad.
All right. So all I'm saying is that you could tie this gift into cleaning it up before Santa comes down the chimney.
There you go.
Okay. There you go.
You wouldn't even know this.
Way to bring that all perfectly around the corner there. 312-981-7200. Please finish the story about the garbage disposal and the reason for not having it.
Don't use it.
Because why?
Because there's too much food in it.
Right. And people use it as a garbage can,
Yeah, but it just doesn't make any sense. Did you ever hear how many calls Lou gets for, oh, it stinks?
Right.
Right? It stinks. Mm. It's bugs. It's the whole thing.
How many disaster cleanups have you had from plugged?
A couple dozen this year alone, and they ultimately back
garbage
up.
Disposal?
They'll back up. There's some folks that just, they use it as garbage. It gets blocked, and then it starts backing up in other units and in your home. It's nasty.
We should make it a federal mandate. That we don't have.
I don't know. I sound like operator error, though. I think it's not. I mean, I'll stick up for the garbage disposal people.
I'm just getting
like operator error.
Get rid of them.
I personally love mine.
Some folks.
See, Amy, I'm with you.
Amy uses a garbage disposal.
I'm with you.
A lot.
Amy. Yeah.
Do
you really?
Yeah,
just,
you bet.
Just use it responsibly.
Yes. How like do you coffee do that? Grinds go down there. Mm.
Okay. Why, Amy?
Because when I clean my dishes, there's garbage there that goes down into my disposal, and I
Amy
turn on the water
eats
and
coffee clean, grinds.
Clean
don't you understand?
Clean the drainer thing.
No.
Strainer.
No way.
Strainer.
That's
strainer,
disgusting.
Strainer.
Nope. Garbage disposal. Thank you.
You're right. It is disgusting.
Amy and my wife are cut from the same cloth.
Yes,
okay?
We are.
Yep. I tell her, I'm like, Roy Spencer said not to do it. Good. Tell Roy to come and clean my dishes. 312-981-7200. That's what I get, and I leave it alone. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. For all of our listeners that are going to be playing with fire coming up, lighting their house inside and out, the huge fire hazards, what are the top two things that, in the next minute that they should be aware of? Safety-wise.
Safety-wise, just protect yourself. Have some fire extinguishers. Have a plan at your property to get out of the home. Don't try to put the fire out if it gets out of control, because you don't want to be a burn victim. You know, these things in our home could always be replaced. You can't replace life.
So. Don't leave lit candles lit. Don't leave candles lit and leave the house, period.
Correct. And we're all, I'm guilty. We've done it, but it is a hazard. When you go back home and you see that candle's on, say a prayer, because, you know, it could have been a fire.
312-981-7200, American Pros call, text, and photo line 847. Many of us have freestanding tubs, David Goss. Didn't realize how deep they are and how hard they are to get in and out of. Any product safety recommendations that you can make that look decent? Because not only is this texture interested in safety, but also fashion and functionality.
Well, the good news is we also have the ability to do some custom work as well. So not only do we have that manufactured step, but we can do things that match the form of the tub and do some special work.
Handles, bars,
all of the above. Yeah, we'll come out, we'll look at it and talk with you and figure out style, budget, those
things. Freestanding, it's tough, though, my bud.
You know, I have a clawfoot tub that I cut to make it look like a couch. That's pretty cool. You might have seen those before.
Meaning it's cool, but
I cut the tub
what
up.
Does
no,
it
just,
have to
well,
do with what
it,
we're talking
nothing,
about?
Nothing, really. It's just I'm going to sit on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he can get in and out of it very easily.
I have no idea.
Because it's now it's a couch.
It's like talking to you now. It's like, what is? Why is that a thing?
It's that Northern Illinois education. That's
creativity.
What it's all about.
So you made a couch out of your freestanding tub.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That he can easily get in and out of.
I think the point is that
please circle back.
We can make it happen. We can figure it out together.
All right. And we'll rip it out of your bathtub and we'll make it into a couch.
I'm not sure if that listener is any smarter.
It doesn't matter. He just answered the question. 312-981-7200. Amy, if somebody wants to sell their home, is now the best time?
Yes.
Don't wait till the spring.
Right. Let's talk now, because there is a lack of inventory right now.
Okay. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you.
847-877-9881, or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Peter Marrero, JC Restorations. Pete Marrero, not Peter, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
We got into trouble last time. JC Restoration, you and your flannel brother, Don Kleppen, will be opening at Zany's tonight. If our listeners want to reach out to you or have any type of disaster challenges, what's the best number?
1-800-956-8844. Check us out on the web, jcr24.com.
Sarah Andreas, is there a way that we could schedule your appearances for when your father goes out of town?
Absolutely. That can be arranged.
Okay. If our listeners want to reach out to you, the best number to lock in a price today for work next year, what's the best number?
Absolutely. You can find us online at andreasconstruction.com or call us at 708-863-5735.
David Haas, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number, bud?
Thank you. 630-832-2250.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
megapros.com.
And also liftingahero.com. Today is the last day to register for the sweepstakes to win a free stair lift expertly installed by the professionals at Access Elevator. Go to liftingahero.com for all you veterans out there. It's 11-11 is Veterans Day. In honor of Veterans Day, Access Elevator is giving away a free stair lift that they will expertly install. The cutoff time to register is tonight at 11:59. Go to liftingahero.com, liftingahero.com. If you're a veteran, if you're a friend, family, coworker, or neighbor of a veteran, go to liftingahero.com and register that veteran to possibly win a free stair lift, and we will pick a winner, and the winner will be on next weekend's show. I'm David Hochberg. If you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID, 855-563-2843. Go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go Cats! And have a wonderful weekend.